Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, yeah, we need them. You know we need them. We need those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I am ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well?
I'm ready.
In that case, here we go.
All right.
Welcome, folks. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And at the table... He's almost psychotherapist.
Almost.
Almost.
A psycho.
Well, a therapist, psycho. Too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Jay Merle.
Hey, Lauren, he let me come back.
I'm glad.
I didn't melt the microphone last Monday, this Monday.
It was hot. It was a hot mic, but, you know, it was okay. It cooled down, Jay, and everything turned out all right. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was full of joy and peace. So, you know, I invited you back.
You know, I'm glad I had that effect on you, David.
You know, Jay, I think you have that effect on a lot of people. You really do. You know, here's the deal. How much, we talk about this quite a bit, guys. We get into habits,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, we do.
And how many of those habits that we get into drain our inner peace and joy, since I was saying that Jay brings me inner peace and joy. You know, how much of our habits just, you know, drain those away?
Could be a bunch.
Yeah, I think there's a handful of habits. I think there's a handful of actually daily habits that that we get into that actually may drain up to 80 or 90% of our inner peace, 80 to 90% of our joy. And if that be the case, wouldn't we want to identify what those habits are? Because, you know, you can't change what you don't know. You can't change what you're not aware of, right?
That's why people tune in here, David.
I hope so, Jay.
To learn how to make life better.
That's
the strategy.
That's the strategy. That's the hope. And
people actually listen to this. If I told you that since I was on a Monday, because I hadn't been on in a while, that I've had just two people, and because I don't get out much,
right?
Two people come up and say, "Man, I heard you on the radio."
Well, and it's as a matter of fact, I've had a couple of people this past week say, "Hey, I heard Jay Merle again on the radio."
Wow.
Yeah, and so you know, when you're not here, people miss you.
Well, I'm gonna be back.
Okay,
we're gonna
hold you to
bring up
that.
The ratings.
I'm gonna be back.
That's right. That's right. All right. So we're gonna talk today. We're gonna talk here on Strategies for Living about what are the habits we're gonna throw around and discuss around the table. What are the habits that all of us can get into that drain a lot of our inner peace and joy. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. Who are they? Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
The Robinson Film Center. Azalea Cleaners. Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment. What are the habits that drain 90% of our joy and inner peace? That's today on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle, David McMillan.
What amazing bumper music.
Isn't that great?
When did you have that done?
You know.
We were playing around.
When you start playing
it's
around.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's custom fit.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you do good.
You know, we try.
Isn't the day special?
Well, yeah, we're taping.
The day we're taping, yeah.
We're early, yeah.
We're taping. Okay. This is Lauren and my fourth anniversary.
I forgot that the show isn't playing today.
Yeah. The show will air. The show that we're doing will air on Monday. And so happy Monday, folks. But yeah, we're taping this, the magic of radio, right? So we're taping this on 10/10/2020.
And 24.
You're 24.
But my
you just want to go back in time, don't
well,
you?
Well, my point is, I have to get down on one knee, as I did when I asked her to,
It's your anniversary.
She picked the day, and I will forever be grateful as a man, and you'll appreciate this, Jay. 10/10/2020 is easy to get into
it is.
The old
you
male,
might be able to remember
male
right.
memory
yeah.
bank. Yeah.
That was a good portion.
That's
of,
yeah. So, welcome in and thank you for recognizing.
Happy anniversary.
That. Thank you. Thank you very much. 4 years and counting and hopefully towards 40 and 50
forever.
And forever, whatever.
Hey, whatever.
So,
good.
You know, we ultimately become what we do.
Right.
And we ultimately become what we do over and over and over. We call those habits, right?
Right.
And if your habits you know, if your habits aren't healthy, if they're not helping you, well,
they're worth examining. I mean, I think they're worth examining quite frequently.
Yeah. And so
just to see which ones are serving you.
Yeah, exactly. And we all want peace. We all want joy in our lives. We know we can't have it all the time.
No.
But we want as much of it as we can possibly get, right? Mm-hmm. So there, it turns out there are some habits that we get into that can literally, they're kind of vampire habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. They drain us. They drain, not the blood, but they drain the joy and, the joy and the peace.
The other
and
vital force within us.
Yeah. And I would argue that is as vital force psychologically as our blood is physically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of those habits? Well, one I'm going to throw out for us to talk about first are the shoulds, you know. well, I focus more on what I think should be, how life should be every step of the way. I should all over the place.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I would almost attribute 90%, I think I can say that high, to our struggles with us placing a should on any present moment or situation.
Okay, listen hard to this word, because I don't want you to think I'm saying something else.
Okay.
It's called masturbating.
Okay.
When you must, or should.
Exactly.
It's not good.
It sucks the peace right out of us, if you will. You know, instead, how could we, I mean, we're all going to experience life. And so if we're going to experience life, there's going to be frustration. There's going to be inconvenience, right?
Right. Well, and what if we have to should on anything, right?
Yeah.
What if life is happening as it should?
Mm.
So when you catch yourself, it should have been this way. Challenge that with another should, perhaps.
Okay.
What if it did occur the way it should?
What if it's happening exactly as it's supposed to happen?
Right.
All right. So what you're really talking about there, Lauren, is instead of thinking, oh, life is happening to me.
Right.
What you're talking about is switching that to life is happening for me. Right.
Absolutely. Yep.
So then I can take the frustration, I can take the inconvenience, and I can use that in a different way.
Right.
I can even use it to motivate myself rather than to peeve myself off and annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in control. None of us are in control of the thing.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Things that happen outside, but we're in total control of what we do inside.
Play the hand you're dealt.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
Yeah. And you know.
And see it for what it is. See it for the opportunities and the lessons that are available in each present moment.
Yeah. Your response is always more powerful than whatever is happening, the circumstance that's happening in the here and now, in the present. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your response always potentially, and I'm going to put that word potentially in, because I think a lot of times, instead of responding, we do the reactive thing, right?
Yeah, well, one's good and one usually isn't. reacting, fire ready aim. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, because and that's that pause before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I talk about being a fire ready aim guy sometimes.
No, not you, Jay.
Yeah. If I can just pause.
Yeah.
Before I engage, it always seems to turn out better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, really, when we look at it, when we really look at it, it's only a small part of our life that is decided by completely uncontrollable circumstances. The vast majority of our life is really decided by exactly how we respond.
Right.
Right? So where you ultimately then end up is going to depend heavily on, Jay, exactly what you said, how you play, how you play,
how you
the,
play
hand,
the hand. You're
how you, it, right. Yeah. And so, you know, focus on how life should be every step of the way, and you probably are going to drain some of your joy and inner peace.
Lack of control is, you know, acceptance is something that maybe we should talk about.
I think we should talk. Well, and I think.
Is that in here somewhere?
Yeah. I think the next thing that we can talk about is wanting to control the uncontrollable.
Can't be done.
It can't be done. And so that's where I think acceptance, you know, is very, very powerful. We are energy beings. And so, and this is hard to, because we're in a body.
Right.
And we focus on this body. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see my hand. I can see my leg. I can touch it. I can, if I bump it, I feel it.
And yet the very act of seeing is a process of transducing light through our physical bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There she goes with those big words again.
That is what I'm trying to think of. That's pretty good, Lauren. You stumped me. I can usually come up with a word, but you got me. Well, that's ephemeral, maybe.
Yeah. That's
But if we understand that we are energy beings, then, you know, be selective with your energy. You know, really focus on that. If you can fix a problem, fix it. But if you can't, then accept it.
Yeah. Say the serenity prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change,
the courage to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference. Isn't that great?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
It is. And it's such a simple prayer.
Yet hard to do.
And so, but I mean, powerful when we bring it to mind and when we can do it, right? And the can do it really is about acceptance, just like
acceptance
you said.
Is the answer to all my difficulties. Yeah. When there's some person, place, or thing, something in my reality that's causing me distress, I need to understand that person, that place, that thing, that event is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't make mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And kind of what you're talking about there, too, is accepting the present.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
receiving and unwrapping the present.
The present.
That is the present. Yeah.
You said that the other day, and I listened to, I got to admit, I wanted to listen to the show. So I listened to the show this morning and on Facebook, because, you know, that's available, folks.
If absolutely.
You want to go back and grind this, it's available.
It's available, and you can send, if there's
it's
a show
Facebook
that,
and YouTube.
Something that you say, hey, I wish so-and-so could hear this, they can. You can send it to them by just going to Facebook.
Share.
Strategies for Living with David McMillan, or
YouTube.
You can go to YouTube, Strategies for Living, and you can share the shows.
The present is a present.
It absolutely is. Hmm. And what if it is pre-sent to us?
Ooh.
Oh, you Presbyterian, you.
I don't know about that. Don't tell my uncle.
That's kind of inside. You got to kind of know about
You got to have a little theological understanding to get the gist of the joke.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Yeah, well.
Please forgive me, Father, for our sins.
You're absolved, my son. That's why we have you here.
It is. And off the wall.
Well, you know, along the way, as we're... What did Mary Poppins say? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Mm-hmm. So if we can, as we're learning this stuff, if we can chuckle and laugh,
well, yeah,
that's
pretty
good. I think
that's the purpose of, let's bring in another theology, right? I think that's the purpose of the laughing Buddha.
Yeah.
Is the fact that, you know, if we are truly able to step back, and I think, Jay, you talked about the pause. And I think that's truly the power of the pause. Is when you pause, you have that ability to step back and witness the present.
That's
and in doing
pretty good. One more time.
And in doing so, sometimes, oftentimes, when you really witness it, you can't help but laugh. It's just all so silly.
Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, truth be told, some of the most powerful moments in our life happen when we truly have the courage to let go. Mm. And, you know, can't say it any better than that. What are the habits that drain, maybe up to 90% of our joy and inner peace? We're turning them over today. We're looking at them. Jay's turning over every rock he can find.
Yeah, well.
and we'll find more.
We're finding treasures.
Here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Jay Merle, talking about the habits that we get into that drain our inner peace and our joy. And speaking of joy, you know, you're in school. You're doing your, but you're very much. In fact, when we walked in, he was doing a roofing deal.
Mm-hmm. I was, yeah.
You were finishing up a roofing deal.
You said I couldn't multitask last week.
How do you juggle so many things? How do you do this?
I don't really know.
The
brain can't. But so I mainly do Pintail in the morning.
Yeah.
And I got three folks that work with me that are just awesome. You know,
that's
really
wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
And so I can.
Yeah.
But then in the afternoons or for school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus.
It works.
And most of your
classes are in the evening, right?
They're all in the afternoon at least, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got that. And then I got a couple. But one of the things I'm doing real quick, I'm doing an internship at CADA, the Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse.
Oh, great place. Yeah. You know, they were one of our initial sponsors here. They helped get the show kicked off.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they need to come back.
I would love to see them back. But they made a commitment for the first year.
Okay.
And they said, you know, we're only going to do this for a year, but we, you know, they really wanted to help Strategies get started again back in the daily. You know, on the daily show.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't
have to talk to them, huh?
I am, but look, let me tell you about something they're doing that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mobile response team that standing up. It's Crisis Mobile Response.
Yeah.
And Kimberly Powell is heading it up. Kimberly's an LPC.
Right.
Awesome lady, and she has an awesome team. But Janet Miller is the new executive director at CADA, and she's just doing a phenomenal job.
Janet is a true professional. Have known Janet for years because she headed up before coming over to CADA. She was at the problem gambling.
Yeah, she was. She's at court.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a remote at CADA?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Let's do that. Set it up.
So let me see if I can get that going.
Okay. All right, today we're talking about daily habits that you can get into, that we can all fall into, that perhaps drain 90% of our joy and inner peace. Holding tightly. You know, do you ever know somebody, or do you, either one of you, sometimes find yourself, I just can't let go. Mm-hmm. I can't let go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so holding tightly to the way things once were. Yeah.
Can't go back. You can't ever go home, dude.
Yeah.
No, but
things change.
But we sure want to, don't we?
Yeah, there's that sentimentality. I guess that's what it is, but.
Well, I think it could go either way. We could hold on to things the way things once were, in a positive way or in a negative way.
I'll go with that.
We could go either direction. I've seen them both.
Well, here's the truth.
Okay.
Jay, you, Lauren, you, David, you, we're not the same people that we were a year ago. We're not the same people we were a month ago. We're not even the same people that we were a week ago.
Or a second ago.
Because
you really want to blow your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always learning.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
There's always new information coming in. And so you're always growing. And life is always evolving.
Yeah.
And you know, my hope and prayer is that our listeners, that we're all participating in that process together, and that, you know, we're doing some of that here, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the nature of life is to evolve.
Yeah.
Just to continue growing and expanding.
Yeah. And we can't control everything, you know, that happens to you, but we can control our attitude about what happens. And when we do that, you'll gradually master the art, and I'm going to call it the art of change. You'll gradually master the art of change rather than allowing it to master you. Because change can do a number on us.
Sure.
And it can be like that, the tail wagging the dog, instead of us managing and allowing change.
It's about remembering that, you know, it sounds trite, but it's so true, that this too shall pass. Whether it's a good, whether it's extreme joy or extreme sadness.
Nothing stays the same.
Shall pass. And you know, a visual I like to use, right, is the cupped hands, right? So like if you were pouring a glass of water and you wanted to, you know, catch as much water as you could.
Right.
If you clasp your hands in a fist, how much water are you
going to? Not much. Yeah.
Right.
Not much.
Almost none.
Yep.
But if you hold your hands completely flat and almost extend them out, then, right, really open them, way open. Yeah. How much water are you going to catch?
Well,
let the audience know that she's holding her hands perfectly parallel to the terra firma.
It's going to run.
I'm going to go with none, Lauren.
Right, and my fingers are completely spread apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not going to get any.
Not much at all. Maybe a little more than with fist.
Yep.
So, but what if I change my position to slightly cupped?
Okay.
Both hands together.
Okay.
My fingers are together, and it's slightly cupped.
Now you're catching some water.
Now I'm catching some water.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the position that I aim to take in life at all times, knowing that life is the water that's running through and over my hands. So I want to be as present and hold it as gently as I can in each moment, to allow myself to capture whatever I can in that moment, knowing that the water's still going to overflow and flow onward.
Sure, that's the nature of the water,
right?
So it's the nature of life. So another way to say that is that's being humble and being teachable, being open, because the world is oftentimes bigger than our view of the world. And so there's always room for fresh new ideas. We can ask ourselves, okay, well, what's the next step?
And, you know, I think we're more likely to try to hold on tightly to the way things once were if we weren't actively present in that moment to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? Because we feel like we missed out
on
something. Yeah.
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 I think another thing, that a habit that a lot of people get into, is they just refuse to practice self-forgiveness. They might forgive other people, but they hold themselves. You know, it's like, Forgiving ourselves, we've all made bad choices. Mm-hmm. We've all made bad decisions in our past, right? And So forgiving ourselves for that, for the times that we didn't understand everything we needed to understand, for the choices that we made that accidentally hurt other people, and maybe even ourselves, right? We've got to forgive ourselves for our, here, the name of a soap opera, The Young and the Restless. Even at 50, 60, 70 years old, really, we're still young, and we may well be restless, you know? So
yeah.
If we need that F word in our lives.
Forgive.
We need that forgiveness. And yeah, you know, we all know we got to forgive other people. I mean, you know, the great master and other masters have said that repeatedly. And yet we struggle with it.
Well, and yet our ability to truly forgive others is sponsored by the depth and the ability that we are able to forgive ourselves.
I like that you said that. Yeah. And that's so true. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you can't give what you don't have.
Right.
So if you
and that's the name of the game, forgiving.
Forgiving. Yeah. So if you can't forgive yourself, it's going to impede you to forgive anybody else that you may need to forgive. And oh, Lord, as we move through life, we need to forgive people. Yeah. But especially ourselves.
Yeah, especially. Yeah.
And you perfectionists out there, take a breath.
Because here's the thing, Jay, like, we always are going to be doing the best we can with what we know how to do in each moment.
Yeah,
that's,
I agree.
That's true. I mean, and even if we consciously know better in the moment, if we do something that we later maybe regret or need to forgive ourselves for, we have to recognize that even if we consciously knew better, apparently we unconsciously didn't have it down right.
Yeah, we didn't behave.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it.
That's right.
And so it's about recognizing that on an unconscious level, I still have some work to move through, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's okay.
And that, just
what
being
we're
able,
supposed to do.
Right. Just being able to recognize that is the practice of making the unconscious conscious. And in doing that, you truly enable yourself to move forward and move towards what you want to do anyway.
Right.
Right.
Just, you know, and then we could talk very briefly about automatic negative thinking.
Yeah.
Ants.
Just don't do it. And when it happens, just go stop it. I mean, just stop it. A PhD in psychology said, y'all want to know the secret for not having automatic negative thinking? Yes, ma'am.
Just stop it.
Stop it.
It's like that Saturday Night Live skit. I forget who's in it, but you know, they go to the psychologist and he says, I can help you and you got 5 minutes, go. And so she tells all the problems, right? I think she's claustrophobic. And he says, okay, you ready? Write this down. Stop it.
Yeah. it's really that simple.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially if you've forgiven yourself.
Yes. And that's the key. Jay,
forgive yourself.
Forgiveness, self-forgiveness.
You're not perfect. Yep. You screwed up. Let's stay in today.
All right. There you go. And let's move forward.
If you're Catholic, go to confession.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, they may let you in there even if you're not.
Yeah, Father, you know? I'm Presbyterian. Will you hear my confession?
I bet they would.
He would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I better not over.
Yeah, we better not overpromise that.
Yeah.
All right. So another thing is the default settings. So settling for... endlessly settling for the default settings. There are thousands of people who live their entire lives on the default settings. They're never acknowledging the fact that they can customize. They can actually customize everything in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all downloaded a tremendous amount of information in the first 6 or 7 years of our lives. Mm-hmm. That's the default.
Yep.
Okay. So,
you know what's kind of cool is like actually in neuroscience, we've actually found a network and we've called it the default mode network.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's kind
of
cool.
I was not aware of that.
It relates to this. So.
But I mean, you know, if we never unpack, I mean, we get packed full of messages and words and beliefs and stories about ourselves and our families and the world and everything else.
Yes.
In those first 6 or 7 years of life. And that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we've got to figure out how to be in the world.
But if you never unpack that and make it your own, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying you have to rebel against anything you were taught.
No.
But really examine it, because once you make it yours, it's yours. It's no longer a default setting. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So how many times do we just endlessly settle for the default?
And in so many really small, seemingly meaningless ways. Yeah. I mean, like, just even if you're brushing your hair in the morning, being curious, why am I brushing my hair?
Why am I
doing it this way?
Why am I doing it this way? We're talking about habits that drain maybe 90% of our peace and joy. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We got more to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM. And 710 Keel, welcome back into Strategies for Living. Got Jay Merle in the house today.
Brought him back in.
It's good to be here with y'all, and I love your bumper music.
You do?
Yeah, y'all did so good.
Well, you know, we may even have more surprises.
Oh, yeah? I just need to come around more.
Wait till you come next time. You know, okay. Maybe more surprises. I won't say anything else. I'll just leave it right there.
Leave it hanging?
Yeah, leave it there.
Okay.
We're talking today about habits that we can get into that can drain perhaps even up to 90% of our joy and inner peace. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot.
And I think these are all kind of universally habits that universally drain your energy. But I do think it's worth, as I mentioned before, you know, doing a kind of a survey, right, every now and then, just to ask yourself, you know, which habits are serving me and which ones are not, because it could be different for each person.
Absolutely.
Something that drains me could energize you.
Could it? Yeah, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are we in a habit of constantly seeking fleeting contentment?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you been out in society recently?
There's a couple of variations of contentment in life, fleeting and enduring. Mm. And the fleeting type is it's derived from instance of material comfort. The enduring type is attained through the gradual growth and progress on matters that are truly important, you know. When you look at this quickly, when you take a quick glance at it, it might be rather difficult to decipher, you know, one from the other. But as you, over time, it becomes really obvious that, you know, there's one that's far superior, and that's the growth. That's the
enduring,
the gradual growth. Yeah, it's enduring. Yes.
Yeah, and I think we have so much of the other running rampant right now.
Yeah.
And it's just a factor of what we've all kind of built for ourselves. We kept wanting faster,
more.
Quicker,
what
more.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, more.
We've
yeah.
got this dopamine addicted society almost, right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the instant gratification and also just pressuring ourselves, like the hustle culture, right? Even the idea that we need side hustles to then obtain more material, which is, again, fleeting contentment, because you'll continue
wanting more.
Deferred
gratification is not a dirty phrase.
No.
Oh.
Delayed.
Or delayed.
Yeah. Well, or deferred.
Yeah, deferred works.
Okay, thank you.
That works. So here's the deal. Don't settle. You know, don't exchange what you really want most for what you kind of want in the moment, you know. And study, be willing to take a step back and look at, we all need to do this, look at our routines and figure out where our time is. Because where our time is, you know, that's our treasure. So
yeah, and
remove any distractions there.
Right. And any small amount of time that you can put towards something, you know, I'll tell you one of mine. It's kind of anything that you put small effort towards to build that that sustained and enduring contentment is sort of a form of devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so some, you know, one thing that I've taken up this year is journaling.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do it religiously.
I do.
Yeah.
And it has brought so much in terms of self-growth and in terms of spiritual growth within me. And
well, it's benefited me too. So it's benefited us because you share, you know, what you discover. And it truly, every moment is a discovery. We were talking with not too long ago with the author of Conversations with God.
Yes.
And he was sharing that he's had a similar type of routine for years, and he calls them bring-throughs, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so his wife will ask him, what was your bring-through today, you know? And so a lot of folks, and by the way, folks, we've all benefited from some of Lauren's bring-throughs, because some of Lauren's bring-throughs have become radio programs.
Well, yeah, you know? And a lot of the things that I bring through on the radio, I mean, Jay, just a minute ago, you appreciated my idea of the present. Well, that was a bring-through.
Yeah.
That was like that's a result of that.
Yeah. So, you know, how can we all build better habits? If even starting right now.
Want to.
Decide to.
First and foremost, make a choice and a decision.
There's a real power there. When you do that, here's some strategies. Write down the specific details about, you know, what's going on right now? What's bothering you right now? Where does it feel like you're stuck? Write that down. And, you know, what do you want to change? And then write down your answer. This is a way you can do your own bring through. Write down your answer to the question, what are the daily habits that have contributed to these current circumstances?
You could even make, you know, a tally list of energy drainers and energy enhancers throughout your day.
Yeah, you could do the old tea,
right,
you know.
The T chart.
Yeah. And what drains my energy, what builds energy into me.
Right.
Because we all have both, right?
Yes, we do. And we're not going to find out which one does which until we try it. So another piece I'm guessing might be on your list is to try something new.
Yeah.
To insert something new.
Yeah. Specifically, you continue to write down a few specific details about the better circumstances that you'd like to create, because we're all creators, right?
Yeah.
So what do you want to create for yourself? What would make you happy? What would make you more peaceful? And what does an improved situation look like for you?
And write it down. And importantly, I think, what does it feel like?
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, emotions are, that's their power. They're able to magnetize and bring us towards, you know, the place that we want to be.
And then write down the answer to this question. What are the daily habits that will get you from where you are now, point A to point B, to where you want to go? And think about it. What are the small, break it down, what are the small daily steps that can help you gradually move from point A to point B? You know, it's not about big things. It can be about little things.
It can be about something that takes 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Because you'll be amazed at how much 5 minutes a day adds up.
Yeah, it does. it does. So, there you go. I mean, there's, it turns out, We are habit-prone people, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
No, that's what we do. Anything that we do on a day-in and day-out basis becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And we're always practicing. What we're practicing is up to us, right?
And then it kind of gets, in the old subconscious mind, and then it just repeats, rinse and repeat, yep. Rinse and repeat. Yep. And, you know, there's another way to live life. And, it doesn't have to be draining.
No.
We can live life no matter what the circumstances that are going on around us. Again, there was a marvelous teacher a couple of thousand years ago that said, the kingdom is within. The kingdom is within you.
And seek ye first the kingdom.
There you go.
Thanks, David.
We will be back with more. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks,
we'll be
Lauren.
Back with more strategies in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail. And you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan talking today about those habits, those little habits, those daily habits we get into that can drain up to 90% of our joy and inner peace. So what's your takeaway from today, Jay? What
I found it most constructive, David.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding around. I mean, this show, it offers on a daily basis all sorts of things that are directly applicable to life.
And we have, hopefully,
and
we
it's
have
fun.
Fun doing
oh, yeah, it's
it.
Fun, and the music's yeah. good.
There you go. What's your takeaway from our time today, Lauren?
To become more aware and more present to the awareness.
We can't change what we don't tune into. We can't change what we don't acknowledge in our lives. And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. And yeah. I think the first step for any changing any habit is to forgive it.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Back to that.
Yeah. I think it all goes back to forgiveness.
Well, we just need to like ourselves enough to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to like ourselves enough to grow, which means
we got to remember who we are.
Yes.
Because if we remember who we are, I mean, you like yourself.
To quote my mother, cool. God bless her, God doesn't make junk.
Yeah.
Your mom was
smart lady.
A very, very smart yeah. lady.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Sybil Merle.
There you go.
Yeah, she was.
Thank you, Sybil. Thank you, Sybil. Yeah, there you go. And thank you for bringing us Jay Merle.
Absolutely.
My yeah. pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm getting more out of it than y'all are, I bet. This is fun. I'm so glad I'm back.
And we're not gonna let you get away, you know? And you either, folks. Come back and join us often here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our wonderful sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX. And watch this. Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
Told you. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.